Some say that we've been off working on a special project with the CDC and that we've been negotiating a buyout deal with Spotify. All we know is that the Throw It in the Ocean podcast is back and we've forgotten everything we learned before.
Yeah, everything we knew about rabbits. We know three things about rabbits and all of them are incorrect.
Yost, how we doing? Todd here, Yost there.
Yeah, man, it's August 1st, the unintentional summer break of the Throw It in the Ocean podcast. We are back. We went school shopping. We got our fresh kicks and our new clothes and we got our notebooks and we're ready to rock and roll.
You know it. I'm excited. We've got so much to talk about. Yeah, I think it's been 2 whole months since we posted an episode. That's not how long it's been since we recorded an episode.
Right. We posted the last one May 31st. We had another one in the chamber and then the world fell apart. My computer caught the coronavirus.
So, it definitely did.
Yeah, I won't dive too much into it just because it's techie. But my computer, which I've built myself, for the most part, has very high end components in it. I keep track of CPU temps and frame rates and all kinds of good stuff all the time on this thing. I downloaded the tracks that day for the podcast, dragged them over to Audacity to edit them, and the computer never worked again. That's all it took. Like, something just broke internally. And I'm good with tech stuff, Todd. I mean, I worked at the Cyber Cafe.
No kidding.
I unplugged it and for 10 seconds and plugged it back in, and that didn't work, so I pretty much was like, okay, never mind. No, I literally tried everything. It was crazy. I was like, you know, I had the MS prompt up and I'm like typing lines of command, trying to get things to work and booting in safe modes and doing all this stuff. Nothing would work. Couldn't even get it past the boot screen for a whole month, probably.
Literally, we were texting back and forth for our listeners to kind of get some insight here. We're texting back and forth at like, do we just, at this point, does one of us just pull the trigger on a new rig just so that we can get something going?
Yeah. And I didn't talk to Carly about it. I was at that point, like my computer basically bricked. And I finally got it to a point where it would turn on and then it would freeze doing certain things and I couldn't get anything. Long story short, I got the computer fixed like mid July. And as I was like moving data over to to the cloud or, you know, to another hard drive, the hard drive with all that data on it was like, I guess, overworking itself. And then that crashed completely and I lost everything. Mm. So this computer has 4 hard drives. I know that's a flex for you nerds out there. 2 solid state drives and then 2 just regular hard drives. And the one hard drive I have a hard drive for like operating system, one for my games, so they load faster. I have one for data and one for backup. All the other ones were fine. The one with all my data on it, completely gone. And guess who didn't back it up? This guy. So I basically, once I got it to the point where I figured out that I could move on without the data, the computer was operational. But then when you would click on a file on the computer anywhere, it would just be like error and it would like crash again. So I just reinstalled Windows, completely wiped everything, and did a couple things, and yeah, we're back. I have like, this is, I'm surprised we don't have any tech issues, to be honest.
Yeah, we'll see.
So yeah, fingers crossed that we get to the editing stage again, but we're back, man. It was frustrating being off that whole time, but we were both busy,
super busy, and I'm gonna get into that. But before we do, because we got a million things we could get into, I gotta give a shout out to today's sponsor, right? Mm-hmm. Today's episode is brought to you by the new Alka-Seltzer hard seltzer. Put an end to your heartburn and catch a buzz.
Alka-Seltzer, hard seltzer. Dude, speaking of that, heartburn's no joke, man.
No, it is not a joke.
I don't get it as bad. I know exactly what triggers it, so I go a little easy on some of that stuff, but holy cow, when it sneaks up on you in the middle of the night, oh, it's a son of a gun.
Yeah, so I go through spurts of it, like a couple weeks or a week, and then I'm like, all right, clean everything up and get rid of it, and then it'll be fine for a couple months. But yeah, it's annoying for sure. That's an age thing. I'm a firm believer.
Yep. Welcome to the Throat in the Ocean podcast with the two old geezers. As we talk Alka-Seltzer and stocks and bonds.
Yes, sir. So you're talking about schedule, and yeah. We could go a million ways because we've both done a lot in the last, you know, 6, 7, 8 weeks. But so, I got to give you a rundown here.
I'm gonna do this instead. I'm gonna throw you a curve.
Okay.
I want a rundown, but I want to tease a rundown for both of us. I want to know. Tell me two highlights of the summer. This is like when you come back to school. This is like teacher Yost coming through. When you come back to school and your teacher's like, tell me something you did over the summer. I want to know two highlights of your summer and two lowlights of the summer. And then we could dive in. Yeah.
You want me to go first?
Yeah. I haven't thought of mine yet.
No, I got my two highlights right off the bat.
Okay.
Highlight number one, I won my flight at the Wyoming State Amateur Golf Tournament.
Heck yeah, you did.
Highlight number two, I attended MLB All-Star Weekend in Denver.
Heck yeah, you did. You had good seats too.
Phenomenal seats, yeah.
Yeah, you saw the Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game and everything.
Yep, had a VIP party both nights beforehand. It was cool.
Yeah, that was tough as nails. Shout out to Snapchat for keeping us informed during that time. Because like Todd and I like didn't talk a ton through text, but just like, hey, what's going on? We just communicate through pictures on Snapchat. So it's always a shock when it's like every day, Todd on a walk, Todd at work, Todd eating a sandwich, whatever. And then all of a sudden he's drinking a beer at a patio at the All-Star Game.
So, yeah, like at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, that was funny. It was just like, Todd, you good? Yeah, so, those are good ones.
Yeah, man. Low lights. Let's see. Number one, I got my roof replaced, got a roofing nail in the sidewall of one of my front tires. So I had to buy a new set of front tires.
Oh, yeah.
Low light number two, there's probably a handful of things to pick from. Nothing like huge.
Right.
I don't know. Let me think about that one.
Yeah.
But how about, I just probably haven't slept at all in the last 2 months.
Yeah.
I've been so busy.
Yeah. Sleep's rough, man. Sleep's been bad here too, but you know, that's probably for the next 18 years. So
yeah. What do you got?
Highlights, you know, it's been a weird summer. As soon as I was done with school, Carly went back to work. So then I was full-time stay-at-home dad, which has had its ups and downs. I've told a ton of people where I'm like, oh man, if I didn't have a baby, I could be doing all this stuff all summer. Well, last summer I didn't have a baby and I didn't do anything. So I'm pretty sure I like, if I had all the freedoms in the world, I still would have done exactly what I did this summer, which was nothing, which is nice. But one of the highlights, Carly, for her birthday, which was last Sunday? Yeah, last Sunday. Birthday was on Saturday, but we rented Polaris Razors, the side-by-sides, up in the canyon. And we spent the whole day flying through the canyon on trails, getting to see all kinds of cool stuff that you don't normally see. And especially like that area, like there's so much to explore and it's way better than hiking because you don't get tired. So we went and did that, her first time doing it, and she just, you know, driving all over the place, rocking the trails. It was a ton of fun. We got super dirty, sunburnt, tired, all that stuff. So that was pretty cool.
That sounds like fun.
You know, another highlight, like my summer has been pretty meh, Todd. Like, obviously a highlight is being able to be a stay-at-home dad during the summer. Like, just like, you know, interactions every day, gaining more confidence with like taking care of a small person and, you know, teaching them things and stuff like that and just being goofy. But like a highlight outside of that, like I just haven't done anything this summer. Like it's kind of like one of those things where it's like, I don't know what I would do. I was going to try and get down to Cheyenne and stuff for when Jim was down there and all that. And it was just one of those things where it just didn't work out. So, but I'd say another highlight is just like basketball for, coaching and stuff like that. Ton of open gyms. Yesterday Friday and Saturday, we just had a team camp over in Rapid, and, our guys did really well. We beat some crazy good teams. And so that was cool to be a part of. We're gonna be really solid this year. So lowlights though, both of them is like probably sleep and just like my physical health. Like I am just a balloon animal. I'm just exploding. There's definitely the earth is off axis a little bit because of the weight gain. It's like we're on a different path than we were before. Sorry, shout out to the hot weather. I've kind of shifted a little bit. The equator's a little off, so. But yeah, it's August, you know.
It is.
I got 25 days left till school starts, so.
That's wild.
Yeah, the rally's right around the corner. I mean, everybody's here. There's smoke in the air everywhere.
Yep.
It's hot as nails out, and I don't want winter, Todd. Don't get me wrong. I don't want winter. I just want like 60 degrees every day, all the time. Just give me a nice 60, you know?
75, I think, is the prime meridian. Any warmer, it gets hot. Any lower, you're going to need a pullover.
What temp do you keep the inside of your house?
73, 72.
You have central air?
Yep.
Yeah, we do 72.
Depends on if it's 90 outside, I'll go 73. But
I love when the temperature is in like the upper 60s, and I'll just turn off the AC and crank every window in the house.
Oh yeah,
just
we've been doing that overnight.
Just get a great breeze, a Black Hills breeze as they call it, coming through here. A Chinook wind.
Chinook.
So, man, where do we even start, Todd?
I really don't know.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Just tell me everything you've gotten into this summer.
I had every detail. Super hectic. And honestly, it has stretched about definitely since we recorded the lost episode that's not posted, but it will be posted.
Yep.
But in that time, played the State Am over in Laramie and won my flight in that. That same Sunday that I won that, I did get to see our buddy Jim. And that was nice for a couple hours.
Yeah.
And then I had about a week back to normal, doing just kind of, you know, back to the regular grind routine. And then I went to Gillette and played in the golf tournament Saturday, Sunday, came back, all-star game weekend, Monday, Tuesday, which I don't know why they call that a weekend, but, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I had a conference for work and we hosted clients. Friday afternoon, Saturday, Sunday, played another golf tournament in Casper. Turned around, had Monday, Tuesday, drove to the Missouri River in central South Dakota. So it literally was like a 4 week span of just not like chaos.
Yep. Yeah.
So
it's kind of nice. It's kind of nice though. I mean, it always could be worse, you know?
Oh yeah.
It's definitely one of those things where it's like, dang, I'm so busy. And then you're like, yeah, but you know, it's not too bad.
No, but towards the end, I was like, I just need some routine.
Fast. Yep. You get burnout fast. That's kind of why I'm looking forward to going back to school, is because like I have no direction, no aim, no drive, no motivation, no discipline, you know, the list goes on.
Yeah.
But I am not looking forward to actually wearing pants again. Dude, I get so comfortable in the summers. Like I throw on the dude shoes. I rarely wear socks, Todd. And it's t-shirt and shorts till the day I die. And if I'm not leaving the house, it's t-shirt and shorts for a week straight, the same ones.
Yep.
Unless I get thrown up on. And so like the idea of like, oh man, I gotta start wearing polos and pants, and yeah, it's gonna be rough, but
yeah.
such is life.
Yeah, it's gonna happen. I forgot a low light. I could have had another low light. So freaking got hailed on again here in Cheyenne. Brandy's truck got jacked again.
Yeah,
so that sucks.
That does suck.
Bummer. And then I had another highlight for you too, is I actually built my own set of new irons for golf, and they are beautiful. They're
phenomenal, huh?
Black, polished black shafts, and yeah, they're pretty sweet.
Nice.
So that's, yeah, lots really, of stuff.
Yeah. Did you win the tournament with those?
I did not. I just finished them this last week.
Gotcha. All right, well, break them in.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've been wanting to golf really bad this summer, so that might be something I dive into. Maybe here soon. We found a daycare. So here's an update. We found a daycare for the little one, right down the road, you know, and, as far as daycares go, I think the price is pretty decent, but she'll start going here, next week for a couple days just to get used to it. Cause I don't want her first day of daycare to also be my first day back. Like that's the stress I don't need. So we'll ease her into the daycare sitch. But it feels good to have that taken care of for the school year. And during that time, I'll, you know, I got to start working on my classroom and stuff, but I might head out to the range and hit a pyramid. You know what I'm saying? So
just one swing,
just a pile, just like 50 balls and just right in the middle.
Have you ever, I've seen people do that like on Instagram and they just go everywhere.
I was at a, drawing a blank, the Casper golf course that's kind of tucked into the trees. What
PV, Paradise Valley.
Yeah. Paradise Valley. They did the ball pyramids and it was not a guy with us. It was just like some guy, like young kid. And he tried to take the one off the top and just splattered like the first three rows. So
I feel like it's a good way to break a club or break a wrist or something.
Yeah. Shout out to him for starting his day that way. yeah, I think I'm going to try and dive into golf. I need a hobby, Todd. I need a healthy hobby because I found a hobby and I am spiraling down a rabbit hole that is very expensive and basically gambling at this point. I don't know if you know where I'm heading with this, but
I want to hear it.
I've ventured into the world of trading cards.
Oh, yes.
Not Pokemon. I don't really want to dive into that world.
Sports cards.
Yes. So recently, like I've been watching a bunch of YouTube videos on, you know, collectors and watching them, you know, open packs and all this stuff. First off, the trading card market is insane. To give you a reference, my Walmart right now, I'm pretty sure they restock cards on Friday. So I went in on Friday morning to just see, hey, I want to buy a box and rip some cards, you know. They're like, say a box of 80 cards, NBA cards, is like $60. Okay. You can have anything in there from, you know, autographs to just basic cards to, it's a gamble. But you know, if you pull a rookie Zion, that's $1,000 card right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just the way of the game. But the problem is there are people who are just scouting these locations and taking all of them and scalping them. That same $60 box right now on eBay is like $450.
What?
Yeah. And it's insane. Like my goal is, Todd, I'm going to go and I'm going to start throwing elbows at these people because I all feel like they're really short people. I'm going to get two boxes. I'm going to rip one for myself and then I'm going to list one for $450. So even if I get crap cards, I get my money back tenfold.
Yeah, no kidding. Even if you sell it for like $300.
Yeah. So it's pretty fun. I'm not diving into it like that far at all. I found a bunch of my old cards laying around. I have a bunch of really great cards that are in really great shape. So, you know, I'm going to start diving into that market a little bit, but I'm not going to go ape shit crazy and, you know, start buying $450 boxes just for the chance of a card. Like I'm just going to be, if the opportunity strikes itself, I'm just going to try and take advantage of, I found a box of soccer cards. Like soccer cards are huge right now.
Really?
They weren't really a thing until a couple years ago. And I have at least just a quick reference. Like I just looked through them. I have $60 worth in three cards.
Who are they? Who are the valuable ones?
Your big ones right now are, you know, like your Mbappe. The pack I pulled is the Euro 2020 edition. So it's like only the teams that were in the Euro Cup. But obviously Cristiano Ronaldo's, your Messi's, all that stuff. Like the cards I got are, they're rookie cards for like their first time in the Euro Cup. And then they're like fancy, like they're called like prisms or refractors. So they're like, uh-huh, really like shiny and stuff. So,
dude, I remember very clearly when I was, I don't know, probably 8 to 14 years old. Like that was a big part of my world. Like I loved getting cards for gifts or just getting some cards at the store.
Did you
take in the lawn mowing money or chore money or whatever and going in?
Tony's.
Yeah, I had Tony's in Dubois. Yeah,
Tony's in Dubois, dude. That place, I would always get cards from that guy and then I like just started a store credit and I like never paid it.
I remember, a huge store credit too, and I'm pretty sure I had to have my parents go pay it.
Yeah, I think what happened was I remember like riding my bike down the street one day and I like saw like Joe and he was just like, hey, Tony's looking for you. Yo, I'm $15. And I'm like 10. So I'm like, I don't got $15. And I just like pedal off.
It was like a fortune back then.
Yeah. So, and then they got to call your parents. They got to come down. Yeah.
So, that's funny.
Yeah. It's hilarious. It's fun, dude. I love going through that stuff.
I have when you and I exchanged some text messages about cards and I pulled down, I have a wooden box of cards that I kept and I had a ton more that who knows where they went. I'm sure they're gone, but I think I remember trying to grab the ones that I, you know, that I thought would be worth keeping. And I definitely have some nicer ones that are in plastic and stuff like that.
Yep.
I have a couple Jordan cards that are kind of cool. Like I have some of his when he was playing baseball.
Yeah.
I have, there's a funny one that it's probably only worth, I don't know, $20, $30, but it's called the block error card. It literally says he has the same number of blocks as he does rebounds.
Nice.
So he has like 10,000 blocks.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah. That's the thing. There's like those cards that are like random and we would never think twice about it. But then you like look it up or, you know, you start diving into it a little bit and it's like, dude, people collect these and they're fine with paying $100. I have a Jordan golf card.
That's
like,
cool.
It's like he played in some tournament and it's just the back of the card is just his round, like what he shot that round.
That's awesome.
And it's like a $50 card. Yeah. So I was like, okay, I'll throw it up on eBay or something and see what I can get from it. So
there was a certain point in my life where I had a ton of baseball cards.
Yeah.
And that era when I was doing that, it was like the perfect era for Ken Griffey Jr. and Alex Rodriguez and, you know, being a kid on and off in Washington and Wyoming. Those were the cards I was looking for. I don't know where those went. And I know I had some bangers, but I don't know where they are.
The frustrating thing is once you dive into it is when you realize like how close you are to having a insanely valuable version of that same card. Like I have a Dan Marino rookie card, like mint condition. This thing was in plastic the whole time, but it has a black border instead of a white border. The white border is like 10 grand. The black border is like $5. So I'm just punching the air as I discover these things.
Yeah.
And there's another one too. I can't even remember what player it was. I think I mentioned it to you, but there's like, it's a rookie card and it's like on the back. If it says like the manufacturer or whatever, they forgot to put a period in there. And because of that mistake that added, like it turned the card into like a $5,000 card. I have the one with the period. So it's worth nothing. But I have like Barry Bonds rookie card. Like I have some crazy stuff that I've just never, you know, you just rip those packs when you're a little kid and you're just like, I don't know who this is. I've got a Mark McGwire rookie.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. I had a bunch of those, the McGwires and Sosa's and Bond, all those back in the day. Who knows? Because in my card stash now, I have very few baseball cards.
Yeah. I have a ton of football and that's the one that confuses me because I don't like football. like the only reason I would want to get football cards now is because if I started a collection of football cards, it's going to be Cleveland Brown stuff or it's going to be Josh Allen. Like I don't care about anything football.
Did I just see, going back to baseball though, did I just see a Mike Trout card sold for a stupid amount?
Oh, I'm sure.
Like I want to say it was like $1 million, a rookie card.
Probably. Like there's so many freaking variations of cards. Let's see what do we got here.
Yeah, Mike Trout rookie card, a 9.5 out of 10, sold for $900K.
Jeez. Well, right now, freaking what's his face? Otani.
Mm-hmm.
His cards are going through the roof. And they just will, you know what I mean? Like it's a crazy, like you're never going to miss with collecting LeBron and Kobe and Jordan and all that stuff. But like Giannis's cards went through the roof. Like he was already insane priced cards and they went through the roof as soon as he won the championship. Like a $5,000 card is now like a $30,000 card if it's a Giannis rookie. So.
It's a wild man. It's a wild world for sure.
Yeah. This is something I've been wanting to get off my chest for a while, Todd.
Shoot.
One time on this podcast, I decided that my most hated car was the Mazda Miata.
Yes.
Since then, I've made a change.
Nissan Juke.
Oh, no. this one's going to be controversial.
All right.
Okay. I hate number one hated car of all time for me is the Chevy Corvette.
Mm, how come?
I'll tell you how come.
Because of the Corvette rally? Conspiracy?
Because of the Corvette rally. I can't stand. Okay. Now, I want to say older Corvettes are sweet. Like old classic Corvettes. And even some of the new ones that are basically just ripping off the Lamborghini body style. Those are pretty sweet. They're everywhere though. So they, it kind of, it's like Nickelback. It's just literally in your face everywhere. I can't stand not only like the mid-range Corvettes. Like if you've got something crazy under the hood, I'll tip my hat to you. You know what? But if it's just like a $40,000 car you bought when you were 40 because you didn't know what to do with your life, and now you are a gigantic asshole, I can't be bothered. You've ruined a whole line of cars for me. It's not even the car's fault. It's the people that attend the Corvette rally's fault.
Hmm.
I kid you not, dude. They're all the same. They're all the same. It's always a older white-haired man with a beer belly. First thing they crack open in the morning is a Mountain Dew, which shout out to Mountain Dew. I love Mountain Dew. Their wife is usually a Karen, and they can barely get in and out of their car. You know what I mean? Like, and they're just jerks. And I think everybody in Spearfish realizes like the Sturgis rally is insane. It brings in a ton of people from all walks of life, but everybody's like pretty nice. When the Corvette rally comes into town, it's just like a bunch of rich entitled people. And I hate saying the word rich. Because you just bought an entry level Corvette, you're not rich. It's probably a 72 month loan. So I'm just like, come on, guys. Like, when I go through a midlife crisis, because I could feel it coming, and I want to buy a car, like I'm getting something insane, like I'm going Aventador or something. You know what I mean? Like $700,000 car. I'm never going to buy a Charger. I'm never going to buy a Mustang. I'm never going to buy a freaking Corvette. And if I do, I dare you. No, I don't dare you. I encourage you to slash my tires. Anybody, you see me driving a Corvette, slash my tires, please.
Well, I'll agree with some of that. I like the car. I don't know if I like, I think you're right about the people, but I don't necessarily like all the cars. I think that somewhere in the 70s to about the mid 2000s, I hate all those.
Yeah.
But like around like 06, 08 era, they get a little, I start to like them again. And then obviously the 60s and era, and even the, you know, the first Corvettes, I really like that. Those are cool looking. They're small. And right. So what the astronauts drove, the original astronauts. So
I'm trying to find like a good picture of Corvettes. You know what I'm saying? Like through the years, because I want to show you my most hated year. Maybe this is it right here.
It's got to be like a 95.
Dude, you know, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Like they're just the most basic Corvette. Like the Stingrays, amazing.
I'm not even a big fan of those, to be honest. I don't know.
I like those. I like a nice T-top. Okay, so like 84 to 96, not a fan of those.
Yep.
97 to 2004, not a fan of those. So 2005 to 2013, ZR1 shows up. I don't even like those because that seems super entry level. 19, the C8, I mean, the C8's pretty tough.
Yeah, they're super cool and they look really, really good in person.
Yeah. Oh, I saw a million. I mean, the Corvette rally is huge here. But when I just see a guy, Todd, that has a stock yellow 2001 Corvette that just like, I know it just smells like a like a belly button. I just can't. Like those are the things where like they, you know, they go up to the light and they rev their engine and it sounds like a 1991 Ford Taurus revving its engine, and like they cut you off in traffic and they let their hair down, you know, all that stuff. Like at least be driving something cool if you're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll give you the time of day and I'll look at you and I'll check out your car if it's cool. But I just want to like pit maneuver them like cops do when they're in a high speed chase, just pit maneuver them into a ravine. but whatever.
So they have the same problem as a Mustang, which I actually like the Mustang, but I could never have one because of the people who own them and the kind of public perception of them. We've talked about this before. So you're telling me Corvettes kind of get into the same place.
Yeah. And I don't know. It's just, I can't be bothered with, I don't know. It's just the entitlement that comes with it. Like I don't see, you're not special to me when you own the same car as during that time, literally at like 50,000 people.
True.
But it's a weird thing to get upset about, you know?
I feel like I could own a Corvette if I lived in a place that was didn't have snow in winter, and I would literally drive it every day. Or I would never drive it, and I would only drive it on a track. You can't be the, I'll pull it out for a car show guy. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, even worse, you pull out your 1997 yellow Corvette, and you put it in a trailer and then haul it out to Spearfish just so you can drive it around the hills. Even worse. But with the rally coming, you know, bikes are super annoying, but like it's only when you're on the interstate. Like it just becomes overwhelming in certain spots on the interstate between here and Rapid. Like you'll try and get on the interstate and you've got to snake your car through like a group of 50 bikers who are not giving you any room. Like, and then you hit them and it's your fault. It's like, come on guys. But,
and the rally will be wild for sure.
They're saying 1.5 million people are supposed to be coming through. So
what? That'd be a record, wouldn't it?
Pretty close. I think the 75th was right around that range.
Jeez.
Expected 2021 rally.
Did it get canceled last year?
Nope.
They still held it?
They ran that bad boy.
I can't remember. I couldn't remember.
Yeah. It was down for sure. But South Dakota's bounced back really well through all this. Like, our tourism is through the roof. So, shout out to South Dakota. But also, we're the Delta variant's getting a little wild, so... But we, you know, it's August 2021, you know. Let's just pretend like it never happened. Oh man. Yeah, I'm trying to think of some other crazy stuff that happened, you know, this summer. Nothing really sticks out besides that, like just being upset at bikers, or I mean Corvetters. But, you know, the bikes have been here for a couple weeks now. The rallies, I think, starts like this upcoming Thursday, Friday. And when the rally's here, man, that's like that as a teacher that has summers off when the rally's here, like that's when you're like, okay, summer's over. Like, time to get back to business here.
We just got done with Frontier Days.
You did. And that's, I'll be honest with you, that's probably just as annoying.
There was a lot of folks. Yeah. We honestly didn't go to a single thing this year.
Well, I think the only upside to that is like you don't have the motorcycle sound for like 24 hours a day for 2 day, 24 hours a day for 2 weeks.
That's true.
But man, there's a lot of people that go to Cheyenne Frontier Days.
Yes.
A lot of people. I know a couple of people that went down there for a couple of concerts. So
yeah, we weren't interested in any of the people performing this year. I don't know. Just none of them. There was a couple that would have been okay, but I didn't want to pay $75, $95, whatever they want.
Yep. Speaking of that, water. Speaking of water, let's dive into this.
Oh man, I know where you're going.
Yeah. So, a long time ago on the podcast, Todd brought up the concept of canned water to me, specifically Liquid Death. It is now August 1st, 2021. It took me forever to find this, so I ended up having to get it online. And I'll be honest with you, the only reason I got it online was because if I ordered a case of Liquid Death, I got one free and a koozie.
Nice.
So I got two cases of Liquid Death flat.
People do anything for a koozie.
Dude, the koozies are great too. So I got two of those, two cases, two koozies, flat water.
Didn't get the sparkling?
Just hold your horses.
Okay.
So I put them in the fridge. I love the marketing. I love their marketing. Like they're intense, in your face, 1,000 miles an hour all the time. I put them in the fridge, and they were great to crack first thing in the morning. They were great to crack when I was done with open gym and I'd ran for 4 minutes and felt like I was going to die. They quench your thirst. Okay. We also did a dry test though, Todd. I don't know why I said dry. We did a test. We did a glass of Liquid Death, a glass of water from the fridge, and a glass of water from the tap.
Okay.
Put them in the fridge, got them all chilled, so there's no temperature differences. I couldn't discern any difference in all three of them. So, with that being said, I don't think the water's special. I think the delivery device is nice, and I love their marketing. But it's weird to me, the experience of a can. I think me and you have a very different experience when it comes to drinking liquids.
Probably.
I think you drink liquids, and this is not attacking your manhood. This is not attacking your ability to drink. I don't want you to think that. I think when you drink liquids, you have control. I think you can crack open a can of Liquid Death, sparkling water, Topo Chico, whatever you want, and you can pace yourself. I can't handle myself around things, like anything. Like if I'm in the mood to drink a water, Todd,
you're drinking the whole thing.
I drank three Liquid Deaths back to back. I can't, like right now I have one of those giant hospital cups that when we had our baby, they gave us these sweet plastic cups, 32 ounces. When I drink it, I drink 32 ounces at a time in one drink motion. I'm not chugging it. I just need that much water. So my problem with bottled water and canned water is it doesn't fit my drinking lifestyle. I can't just like crack it, take a sip, and set it down for a bit. And I do the same thing with like when we go to a restaurant, I just tell the waitress, bring over a pitcher because you're going to be so annoyed how many times you have to come over here. So I don't do it with anything else but water though.
All right. So you're probably right that the flavor, you're probably going to be able to tell the difference. I don't have fridge water. And if I did, I probably would have a little bit different stance, but it does taste better than my tap water here.
Yeah. Cheyenne's tap water sucks.
So, you know, I don't have much to compare it. But yeah, a nice, like an ice cold can out of the cooler on ice or just straight out of the fridge it's been kind of humid. So it like got that little sweat on the outside.
Oh yeah.
Pretty damn good. And you're right. Their marketing is on point. Like I'm literally on their website. They have a page on their website that's just called the Time Waster, and you can just go like do stuff. Yep. It says killer baby namer. So yep. I'm gonna give you your baby's name. Liquid Death is Yost.
Yeah.
Let's just say you have a boy.
Yeah, we're gonna have.
What do you want his occupation to be?
I want him to be a captain on a yacht.
Oh, I think that might be here, actually. Hold on. It is. All right. So it's going to give you the name. I'm going to click it through. It's loading. Dante Trilobite Yost.
Trilobite. That's awesome.
It's done.
Yeah, there you go.
It's perfect.
Yeah. And it's kind of, I haven't driven around with one in my hand. I don't want to live that lifestyle. Especially like being a teacher and a coach and stuff. Like,
because it looks like a booze. Yeah.
That I'm knocking down a Miller. But yeah. So their marketing's insane because a couple weeks later, I told Carla, you know, it's good. I'm not going to get it again. I get an email from Liquid Death saying, hey, once you come on back, we're going to give you two cases of flat and we would love for you to try the sparkling. So we're going to give you a case of sparkling for free.
Yep.
And I said, sure. I didn't even hesitate. I said, take my money. Now we come to an impasse. I can't stand the sparkling.
Really?
So they're going for an Evervescence. Evervescence? Evervescence? Evervescence is the band, right? they're going for an I can't even say the word now. They're going for the carbonation level of almost like a beer instead of like a sparkling water.
Okay.
Like it says it on the packaging. Like we aim for a carbonation of a beer and not necessarily that hard bite of a sparkling water, which right away I was excited for. threw some in the fridge. First off, I don't like the label. I like the fact that it looks kind of like a Guinness, I guess, but I like the Miller style. But I cracked that thing open and it has no taste, right? It's just water. But it had the worst taste I've ever had in my life.
What?
I can't stand it. Because it's like a lower level carbonation, it feels like it has a different mouthfeel. And when there's like, it just has a weird vibe to me.
Hmm.
So with that being said, we're plowing through them because I found a hack.
Okay.
You take a can of Liquid Death Sparkling and you throw in some Mio lemonade. 2 squirts of Mio lemonade in there.
Seems like a good idea.
Yeah, it's actually very good. So I won't be getting the sparkling anytime soon. But the regular Liquid Death, I got a mini fridge for my classroom. I'm probably going to chuck a couple of those in there. Because that seems like a good environment to have one. Not only will all the other teachers think I'm drinking on the job, but I don't have access to a water fountain in my new classroom.
There you go.
So I won't have the fridge water, and I, you know, so it'll keep me hydrated, and I'll get to knock back a couple brews with the boys, you know. So.
Yep. I got to do another name. This is hilarious. So I'm going to do a boy, and his occupation is going to be corn dog vendor.
Okay.
Gulch Oblivionstein.
Gulch. That's kind of a great boy name.
Dang,
Gulch.
That's a crazy one.
Gulch Yost. That's funny.
Man.
Yeah.
Speaking of random words, I had a topic written down. We don't have to get into it right now, but it might be better to think about it and do it in the future. And I don't know why I thought of this, but world firsts.
Okay.
There are sequences of words, sayings that you could literally put 3 words together that have never been said before. That has to be possible. You know what I'm saying?
No.
That are so random? Yeah, there has to be.
No way.
How many words are there in the English language?
In the English language, a couple million.
There's
every combination has been said.
There's a million words.
That's it? Okay. Because just think about like musicians and like rappers and stuff. Like they're constantly coming up with new ways of saying things. Or art or writers. Like they have to come up with new arrangements of words to make them sound cool.
Well, they're coming up with new words. I'm just saying like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You could just pick 3 words. You might not get it right the first time, but 3 random words and put them together. And maybe somebody's never said those 3 random words together.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. The a million words and then the many outcomes of people saying those 3. Yeah. There's definitely, I just think it's been, people say stuff all the time. This podcast, we say tons of things. Sometimes they go nowhere, but I'll be honest with you. It's hard getting back into the podcast right now.
Well, we don't know. I told you, everybody at the top, we don't know what we're doing.
Well,
we've lost it.
Yeah. And I've almost forgot how to have a conversation because most of my conversations are, did you poop yourself?
With a baby.
Yeah. Which I mean, I can ask, do you need your diaper changed? So
have you been enjoying my Snapchats to you of Bang energy trucks and Bang energy pallets of energy drinks? There's a Mike Breen truck.
Yeah. Man, I sometimes like Snapchats from like other people are like literally my only glimpse into the real world. Like what other people are doing with their summers. Like Casey snapped me this morning and he's had a brisket on for a couple hours already, you know? Like so I'm just like, "Ooh, that looks good." Our briskets here are insanely priced, but I'm going to go get one cuz I need to practice cuz we're going to have some people over in August and I want to serve some really good food, but yeah, I'm just getting a glimpse into the outside world. And then I had this wild streak in me, Todd, where I had some free time. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to start exercising. I had all summer to do it. And I was like, I'm going to go into our school gym when I know nobody's in there. And I'm going to get some workouts in, you know, build some momentum.
Yep.
Either the universe hates me or it's just, I'm not meant to lose weight. Maybe I'm meant to gain it. I don't know. That during that time, the gym, both the basketball courts and the hallways in the school and the weight room were all closed down because they were re-waxing everything. So I couldn't even get in the building to work out. And there was even a time where I was like, you know what? I'll just go get a guest pass somewhere. I'll go get a guest pass at one of the gyms. Just go do some cardio every once in a while. And one of the gyms I was thinking about was closing down for deep cleaning. So it's just the nature of the beast. So I just went home. In fact, one day I did the exact opposite. I went to the gym. I was discouraged because it was closed. So I went to McDonald's.
Yep.
And then I just went home and laid around. So
that's what happens. You get your hopes up, get shot down, and you swing wildly the other direction.
Oh yeah. Overcorrected it a little bit, you know? Speaking of that, there is a new Top Gear special coming out. Just letting you know. Can't remember what day though.
The Grand Tour one?
Yeah, it's I can't remember the name of it.
Grand Tour. Yeah, it's Lockdown.
Lockdown? Yeah, Lockdown.
I watched it. It's out.
It's out now?
Well, yeah.
Color me pink and call me a ballerina. I'm excited for that.
Yep. Got to go watch it. Clarkson's Farm.
Have you been watching the Olympics?
I have. Have you?
Yeah, it's on like all day long here.
It's hard because of the time is weird. You got to get
everything gets spoiled. Like, NBA games played in the middle of the night or whatever and stuff like that. So a lot of stuff gets spoiled, but I'm okay with that.
I woke up in the last 2 days and got to watch some of the finals. Got to watch the men's and women's 100-meter finals. I watched some high jump and some triple jump and some stuff
high
this morning.
Crazy. Their opening height at high jump was like 7'7". That's insane.
Yeah, it's actually been pretty fun. I think I texted you or something, but the U.S. women's soccer snuck by the other day. That was a good match.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Yep. That was a rematch from the World Cup.
Right, yeah.
And I think the U.S. lost.
They did.
In the World
Cup.
They did,
yep. I was watching some man volleyball this morning.
Beach?
U.S. versus Argentina. That was a great game. Match, whatever.
I haven't seen any of that. I saw some beach volleyball.
Beach volleyball, yep. We've been watching some beach volleyball. Watched some great badminton.
I watched some great table tennis.
Yep, I've seen some great table tennis.
Those guys are wild.
Yep. I've seen a lot of handball, a lot of water polo. Saw some fencing this morning. I don't understand that one. That one's weird. I've been trying to keep my eye on everything. I don't really care. I feel like I just don't care anymore. I love the Summer Olympics, but there's just like no storylines that I can jump into.
It's tough.
Like when Phelps was doing his thing, like, dude, I was up like screaming when he was like racing. Or when Usain Bolt is breaking records.
I was going to say there was always like a thread, in a lot of the major sports. And there really wasn't one other than in gymnastics, which we all know how that went. But
yeah. And then I hear today that the equestrian, whatever the hell that is, you know, the horse riding, one of the horses rolled its ankle basically on a water obstacle and they killed it.
What?
Yeah, they were like, "Nah, this thing can't recover," and they just euthanized it. They like they set it on the Olympic coverage. I was like, "What are you guys doing?"
Jeez, like,
it's a bit much. So, I don't care about the NBA, like the U.S. basketball team. Like, I want Luka to win the whole thing. I want him to get a gold medal. I don't care. I it's kind of annoying that we actually still think we're like supposed to be. Everybody's like, we should be dominating basketball. Like, since when? Like, every major award this year was won by a foreign guy.
Yeah, that's true. When's the last time the U.S. didn't win, though?
It's been a while. It was like when they put together a really awful team.
Was it like before the pros?
No, it was last USA basketball loss. Here we go. Every time they've lost since the Dream Team.
That's what I was thinking. Oh, except once, it says.
Okay. Make me sign up to look at your
stuff. Oh, 04 Athens.
Yeah, we were awful then.
Iverson, Marbury, Sean Marion, Lamar Odom.
Yeah. And plus, like, the resources are there now for international basketball teams. Like, the NBA literally, like, funded money to Africa and China and all those countries for proper coaching facilities, opportunities for people. And now we're getting international players just like coming out of here everywhere that are like, you know, doing it from, instead of going to school, they're playing basketball because that's their education system's like different. Like you're going down an athletic track instead of a job track or a trade track. So
true.
But,
Do you think
I'm not hyped about the Olympics? So
it's been fun to watch, but yeah, I'm not super invested. I wanted to watch the golf, but dude, it literally occurs in the middle of the night, so I haven't seen any. I didn't see any of it. It's over now. But yeah, do you think if you watch some of the table tennis, I even watched the women's, but in the doubles and the mixed doubles, do you think if you played, could you even hang? Could you get 3 points on those guys in a game to 11? Any of them, even the women?
No, absolutely not.
I know. I was trying to decide. I was like, you probably get one, luckily, but
you definitely get one, probably based off of them just not knowing what to expect from you. You know what I mean? They throw a lob serve in at you instead of doing their crazy serves, and you just catch them on the edge. You know what I'm saying?
But I just feel like even my best serve, they would just slam it back.
Yeah, because if it gets too high, it's gone. And I think as soon as they see that you're able to, you know, do anything, they're just crushing you. But I'd love to try. I'd love to try.
I know.
But I don't. I just sit there and like, I was watching this left-handed guy and he could just do whatever he wants on serves.
Yeah, like, they're ridiculous.
The way he like sets up for a serve, it's like, okay, I'm going to serve, you know, in the right square. But then when he serves, he's like, no, left square. You know what I mean? Like it's crazy. Like I love watching that high level of the ping pongery. So,
and I was noticing that, I mean, they all serve really similarly because, you know, they have to show the ball and they usually serve with the paddle kind of upside down.
Yep.
But literally as soon as they serve it, they flip it. Most of them flip it back to like a traditional grip. It's weird.
Yeah. I think, and I don't know 100%, but I think like there's very specific rules on serving. Like the ball has to at least be like an inch, or it has to leave your hand a certain amount.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't just like sneaky hit it, you know, all that stuff. And like, the ball has to be visible for us. I don't know. There's some crazy like specific things to serving. And then, yeah, they hold the paddle, like create like chopsticks just to put like the most insane spin on it you've ever seen. So have you seen the guy, in beach volleyball, who does the insane like underhand like sky ball?
I did see that.
Dude, that guy's insane. Like it's not even that accurate, but like I saw him win an actual game point with it, just launching that thing in the air. It was hilarious.
Yeah, so it looks like a joke.
Yeah, like it looks like if you were just to be like, up next against USA is this, you know, high school beach volleyball team, and they're like losing 20-0 and they just get mad and just hit it straight up in the air. Oh man.
I think beach volleyball's done too, if I remember. Or maybe not quite.
It might be. I don't really know how to keep track.
I know. I've been trying to use their site, but it's not the best.
Yeah. Let's see what else. Oh man. Ouch. I just kicked the stuffing out of my desk. I got a new phone.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I went back to Galaxy.
No.
No, I'm kidding. So the new push now is 5G, right? I've got the chip in my arm for my vaccination, and they want 5G everywhere just to push out the coronavirus to everybody. So Verizon was really pushing, trying to get older phones to switch to 5G phones. So I had the XR, which I think you still have.
I do.
Yeah. So they offered me, because I was on a certain plan, and I had a certain phone, like it wasn't too old, obviously. They offered me $700 to get a new 5G phone. And I said, boy, howdy, I'll do that. Because, you know, obviously then you have to sign up to do the monthly payments and everything. So I was ready to upgrade. My old battery life was awful and all that stuff. So I went all in, Todd.
Okay.
I went iPhone 12 Pro Max. Biggest one you can get. Three cameras, every feature under the sun. And normally the payments are like $40 a month. By putting that $700 on there, I'm getting it for like $15 a month.
It's pretty good.
For a brand new top of the line phone.
What does that phone cost? Like what, you know, what are they, if you wanted to buy it?
I think depending on obviously the size, I think mid range is 1500. I think I went with one that's like 1200.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But something happened when I changed, Todd. I love this phone. Like the new style, it's square on the edges. The back is really nice. I got a nice blue. I got a great case on here. The back has like the mag feature, so it's like magnetic and all that stuff. But I didn't realize what I was missing out on the higher end cameras until I got one.
Oh, I totally believe that.
Dude,
this
thing is insane. I took, so when we were flying through the hills, on the Razor, I took a video, like a selfie video of just like us, like Carly driving down the road. And then like, dude, I did you can go widescreen. So it like looks like you're almost like using a blue or, a GoPro. It records in 4K, like 60 frames per second. It literally looked like a professional video. and then not to mention, I haven't even gotten to the camera, Todd. This camera, the zoom is insane. I mean, you're talking, it's like up to 12x zoom with no loss in quality. And when I say like no loss in quality, it's like if I take a picture and I zoom in after the picture's taken, I can get so close to detail and it never gets blurry. If I'm like taking a picture actively and then I zoom in on the hillside, same thing, like insane. The craziest feature is the nighttime mode. So when it like automatically detects when you're in a darker environment and it leaves the shutter open on its own. I went in the backyard the other night to test it out, like middle of the night. And we just have a giant field behind us, just took a picture and then it takes it like 3 seconds. It looked like I was standing in the middle of the day.
Dang.
Like it just sucked in all the light from like the moon and the stars.
That's crazy. It's
the coolest phone I've ever had. Like a lot, it gets a lot of guff because of like, it drops signal every once in a while, which I don't ever use the phone part of it, so I don't know. dude, it's insane. Like I'll have this phone for the next, you know, 3 years. I'm not worried about upgrading anytime soon, but like I highly recommend looking into see if you could upgrade at like a discount like that with the other company, and because it's insane. I don't use my camera at all until I got this phone.
Yeah, I wonder how it compares. I haven't actually done any research. You know, that's what you want out of top quality podcast content. No research at all.
Hey,
but
Rogan sometimes doesn't.
But I wonder how it compares to my work phone, which is the Samsung...
The 20.
20 with the triple camera. Because the camera on this is... I don't even know what to give you a number, but it's 5 times, 10 times better than the camera on the XR. It's substantially better. And I think it does.
I think the XR was great.
Let me tell you what it does. I'll pop it open real quick. I got it right here with me. Except I don't know where the hell the camera's at. Because I don't ever use it. I think it does 30 times zoom and you start to lose quality at about 18.
Okay.
And it's insane. It actually has reverse zoom too. So you can go widescreen.
Yep. Yep. That's a cool feature too, just because like, I don't know. It's just a cool. There's so many useless features on there, but it's kind of cool to be on the cusp of technology until next month when the 13's announced.
I know. I was just thinking that Brandy's been mentioning that she would like to look at a new phone, and I'm like, no, I'm not opposed to it at all. But do we at this point? We might as well just see what the next one is.
Yeah, and I was 100% thinking about doing that as well. Like, just wait till the 13. And then Verizon was persistent. Like, we will give you money to get off that old ass phone. So I was like, sure. Cause this phone will be fine. Like, you know what I mean? Like barring any dropping or anything like that, like this phone will be great. Just like the XR was. I had the XR for like 3-4 years.
So I think ours, we're definitely over 3 at this point.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's a highlight of my summer. I got a new phone. Gosh, I don't even know what else like I really got into. Cards, new phone. Yeah, man, there's not much going on here. I've been using the pellet grill a lot.
I was gonna say, have you been smoking meats?
Yeah, I need to. August is gonna be an adventurous month for me, I think, when it comes to cooking. There's a lot of new stuff I want to try. I'm gonna get some tri-tip on there and do a bunch of stuff with some, I want to try and spatchcock a chicken, you know, try something like that.
I don't even know what that is.
It's whole bird.
Okay.
Right. Instead of putting the whole bird in bird shape, you cut down the breastbone, get the sternum out of there, snap its back so it's like wide open. So the inside of the chicken is face down on the grill and then the skin side is up top and it cooks a lot faster. And it also just makes it like, just gets all the juices and stuff and the smoke penetration a little bit better.
Okay.
Like the bird's kind of like almost like flattened out. Like if you just push a bird out and its legs are like, bah! Yeah, spatchcock.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
I actually like haven't, that. I did some, you know, we had 4th of July, obviously, since we've been on. I did a bunch of stuff on the 4th.
Yeah.
I did beef short ribs and I did regular ribs. And
I need to try the beef short rib.
They are interesting because I'd never done them before. And when I say interesting, I don't mean in a bad way. It's almost like you're eating a, honestly, it's like you're eating a steak in the form of a, you know, fall off the bone rib. Like it's weird. It's hard to describe. It's not sweet. Maybe it's my fault, but it's not sweet like a pork baby back.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was good. Yeah, I made Casey way too much. Cooks
them a lot and they look really good. It almost looks like a brisket on a bone. Like, but like denser, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but that was interesting. I shouldn't have made so much because we end up throwing some of it away. But
ah, dang it.
Happens.
Yeah, it does. I made a pulled pork and didn't get through all of it either. So, you know how that goes.
Speaking of while we're on the food topic and barbecuing, I actually had this on here. I don't know, a long time ago, but I noticed a few months ago, and it's only gotten worse. Maybe you've noticed. Have you seen that price increases in specifically in beef is one of the worst? But just food in general is insane.
Yep, Casey and I were just talking about that this morning with like prices of brisket and stuff like that. You can't buy a giant pack of chicken wings anymore.
I haven't even looked for those.
The ones you got to carve up on your own. You can buy like, so usually I'd get, what is that? Like it's almost, it's probably like 7 pounds of chicken wings, that are fully attached where you got to trim them up and you can get them for like $9. You just have to do the work yourself and all that. The wingettes and drum are all together. And then you got the little flap. Sure. Now you, in Walmart, you can only get the wingettes, which are the greatest part, but for like $10 and it's like a pound.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's insane. I was just looking at steaks because I want to throw on some steaks, do some nice long smoke, quick fire sear steaks. Like a pack of 2 ribeyes is like $35.
Yeah, that's
and that's like insanity. That's like choice. That's not even that great, you know.
So because of that and other, just because I wanted to, but now I finally they forced my hand. I actually drew a deer and an elk tag this year.
You son of a gun.
I know.
Good for you. Good for you. So you're saying you actually got them.
I got the tags. The hunting season's obviously coming up. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Nice.
Yep. Brandy did as well. So we have a lot of potential. Hopefully it's a good year for it.
Yeah. That's
We'll be needing a new freezer for sure.
Yeah. I've been eyeballing. I wish I would have done it earlier. I've been eyeballing going in on like a half a cow and stuff like that. But we'd need a freezer, obviously, for all that stuff. So,
do you have a deep freeze at all?
No, we don't.
Oh, you got to have one, even if it's a small one.
We definitely could. We could get away with one. We've got more breast milk in the freezer than we have actual food. So, meat sucks right now. Food in general kind of sucks right now because, like, if there's ever been a reason for people to eat fast food, it's right now. Like everything's expensive. So, I'll just go grab a burger, you know, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Lumber's going down a little bit, I think. So
I heard that. We'll see. I haven't bought anything cause I haven't had time to do anything, but project wise, but
yeah. I was looking at the list.
Yeah.
And, you have one about music on there.
Oh yeah. That's a good one.
You want to throw that one in the ocean?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
So I was listening to the reason I wrote this down because I thought we could be different. Or maybe, well, we'll be different in some regard, but maybe more so or less so. So the question is, how much of the music that you enjoy, do you enjoy it for the lyrics or just for the overall beat? And does one take, you know, does one take significant precedent over the other or vice versa? Or is it an even mix for you? Or?
It depends on the genre. That's my first answer.
Okay.
Definitely depends on the genre. And then, but I'd say like an overarching thing for me is definitely instrumentals. Like the lyrics are only important to me in rap. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, obviously I don't want like my rock music or whatever to have like cringy lyrics, because they definitely have plenty of those. Because rap, like all the beats are the same, whatever. You can even change the way a beat feels if you're based off your, how you're like the rhythm of your lyrics and stuff like that. Like, I feel like they can change a song, you know, to work around that. That's the only time I really like lyrics. Actually, that's probably the most important thing when I listen to rap music is lyrics, because there's so much trash out there now. Everything else is instrumental for me though, like the actual music, especially when it comes to metal, or like, there's a lot of music I like now that I've like gotten into lately, like big band jazz, Snarky Puppy stuff, older funk music, like stuff like that, like newer metal, metalcore stuff, you know, just like some country music even is kind of a vibe, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it makes me also appreciate some older rock a little bit more, because I grew up in the what I call now dad rock of like Disturbed and Korn and stuff like that. And I can't listen to that music anymore.
Mm.
It's bad, Todd. But now I'm not saying like I'm going back and I'm like a Lynyrd Skynyrd fan or anything like that. But I just noticed like the grooviness of some stuff, like with Red Hot Chili Peppers, you know, stuff like that, where their lyrics are great and stuff like that, but it's just such a groove to it that it makes it better. So it's definitely dependent on the genre, but overall, okay, it's definitely instrumental.
So
I really don't care what they're saying.
Yeah. So that's probably not too far off from what I was going to say, but for me, I've noticed that, I really could care less what the song says, regardless of genre. And it's more just if it's a good beat, if it's got a good tune, a good rhythm, a good beat, like I'm in. Like I don't even care what the genre is. But then if it has all of those things, and then the lyrics are catchy or, you know, complement the beat, I'm even more in. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
And I don't know why I noticed that the other day when I was listening to something, but I was like, this is a good question.
Yeah, what really sticks out to me, and it's not just rap, it's like any genre, is very cringy lyrics or very elementary stuff, like where they rhyme like fork and pork. You know what I mean? Like that stuff drives me insane. Like it literally, I like hear it and I'm like, ugh, you know what I mean? Which brings me to a point or a question. When you listen to a song for the first time, for you, the beat catches you. Right? Like the instrumentals is kind of what hooks you in. So when you first listen to a song, do you even hear lyrics or you just vibing with the beat?
Usually it's just the beat. And honestly, I have a really hard time sticking with a song if it doesn't catch me in the first 30 seconds.
Right.
Unless I know that it's coming. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That it's coming, that it catches in at 45 seconds or a minute in. But some of my favorite songs are 2.5 minutes long.
Some of my favorite songs are 11.
Yeah.
Like I think it's some like just some jam band stuff, you know, like where they're just like freestyling basically towards the end. I just look back at some of the music I listen to though, and I just I kind of hate myself a little bit, because it's music is very music's like super important to me, not in the sense that like I want to create music or anything like that. It's just like there's rarely a time in my day where I don't have something playing, prepping food, I'm listening to music right now where we're on the podcast, any chores I'm doing or whatever, like I always have music on. I like playing music with for the baby. I just lost my train of thought. just 'cause I'm listening to music. Yeah, dude, I don't even know what I was going with that. No, either way, but basically, music is tied very closely to like emotion. So like when you're going through stuff, you find songs and they relate to you, and sometimes it feels like it's speaking directly to you. And then I think about like all the old music I listened to, and I was a douchebag. Just very cringy.
Yeah, there's some music that I'm like, I can't believe I, at the time, I liked that or something, but not a ton. Probably the same, like maybe some old like Disturbed or something that in high school I was like, yeah, this is awesome. And now I'm less like, meh, scrunch face, yeah. I guess. But
scrunch face now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely don't need... I never liked Nickelback. I don't know if you're ever a Nickelback guy, but...
I don't mind it. Depends. Like, they have a million songs that have been played, you know, a billion times, but...
Well, they're undeniably successful. Yep. Like, if you like them or not, they literally crush everybody, so...
Yeah. We saw Nickelback at Frontier Days a couple years ago.
Nice. Yeah, they're kind of... They were definitely a juggernaut, and I think that's why they became unpopular, is because people were just like... They weren't doing anything groundbreaking by any means. But also when a song comes on, everybody knows the lyrics. Like, that stuff was just jammed into your face to where you just know it. So
too far, I think.
Did you know the South Dakota School of Mines, which is in Rapid City, and I think other colleges in South Dakota, and I know a lot of other, but I didn't know it was so close to us. They have an esports team.
What? I did not know that.
Yeah. It's kind of cool. I was just looking, like, we were at team camp, and they have the big board of, like, all the coaches on staff and, like, what they coach and stuff like that. And there's a head coach and assistant coach for esports.
You should get that job.
Dude, I could coach a couple kids how to play some Halo. There's a new Halo coming out.
I saw that.
Halo Infinite. So I don't think I'm going to play it, though. I don't think I'm much of a video gamer these days.
I was wondering if you hit the video game lull. I hit that lull, I don't know, several years ago, and spent like 6 years without touching a video game.
Like, I definitely still game, but it's just a different capacity now, because nothing sounds fun. Like, single player games sound fun to me now. Like, I'd like to just jump into a storyline and just play through a single player game. But like, I just don't have the dedication, because if I'm going to play like Call of Duty or Halo, like multiplayer online, I want to dive in and be good at it. But when I don't have the time to put towards my craft, it's going to upset me more than anything. So
no, yeah, for sure. No, and I don't need
anything else in my life that's going to keep me stationary. So I need to find something that gets me moving. So.
You need to get the VR one so you can run on a treadmill while you play.
Dude, speaking of that, I freaking, the other day, it was actually after we rode through the hills on the Razor. My back was beaten up from just bouncing around everywhere. And those Razors aren't the biggest vehicles in the world. So I got to our open gym a little bit earlier, and I was like, I'm going to stretch out a little bit and like walk on the treadmill and stuff to kind of get some things moving. Dude, I was so gassed walking on the treadmill. And it wasn't even like I was walking quick. I think I was just like holding my breath the whole time. Like, I think I forgot how to exercise. Like, I just walk in there and I'm just like, I don't know what this machine does. So I'm going today, though. I'm going today.
You're going to the gym.
As soon as this podcast is over, I'm thinking about going.
Go get some shots up.
I've definitely gone in a few times and like gotten shots up on the gun, but I end up like lollygagging. You know what I mean? I don't ever go too hard. So I need to. I'm gonna do 5 miles today, I think. Just
on the treadmill?
Watching people run 5 miles. I haven't ran on a treadmill in I don't know how long.
I actually hate running on a treadmill because it's just, you're just stuck and it's boring. At least, last time, and I hate running in general, but at least running outside, you can see different, you know, scenery. And you have air moving.
The bad thing about running outside is the pace control. Like, that's true. You end up running way harder than you were expecting, and then you're a mile away from your house about to die.
Yeah.
The last time I was on a treadmill, and this is no joke, like running on a treadmill, and I wasn't even that heavy. I think it was the treadmill's fault. Every time I would land, like the treadmill would stutter. So I'd like almost trip all the time. So I was like, yeah, I'm not running again ever.
Got to get on one of those those belt driven, like rubber platform belt things. Those are sweet.
Our old gym has one of those, and that thing was hard as shit to run on.
They're way hard.
Yeah, like it's like kind of almost learning how to run again.
And also I think they're insanely expensive.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, if I hit it big on a trading card, maybe I'll just freaking add a gym onto the mansion, onto the Yost estate. Put it next to the golf course or the golf driving range.
If I had a my way, I would have a full gym set up, but I don't have the room. I don't have anywhere to put it.
Big ass yard though.
Just have it all outside.
Yeah.
In the winter, it's just frozen.
Just do like my idea for the interstate. Just completely cover the whole thing. And then just a series of garage doors you can open up in the gym for during the summer for air. The dogs just poop inside the gym on a patch of grass.
Just build a roof over my house. Yeah, and my whole yard.
A double roof setup that's like metal on top. So when it does hail, you just throw another thing of sheet metal down and you're good to go.
Let's do it.
Dang. I think we just solved your problem.
We did. I did upgrade though. So I should be good on hail. Unless we literally get hail that's going to go through plywood, I should be fine. I bought the heavy duty ones.
We have not gotten like any hail this year, which is thankful. But the rally's here, so we'll get it at least once during this time.
That's what usually happens at Frontier Days, and we haven't had rain for like a month.
Really?
So
yeah, I think Mother Nature doesn't like the rally because it's like we always get a nasty storm during the rally. So we'll see how that goes.
You should go work the rally. You make like $1,000 extra.
I don't know what I would do though.
It's true. You got to find somebody that needs help. But
well, the head coach, he did that job for a lot of years. During the summer, and he has some great jokes about it. He's like, one summer I helped park cars at a Buffalo Chip for concerts. He's like, it's a pretty good job, but didn't really get anywhere. And then he does another one that's like, he delivered ice to bars and stuff like that. And it was just like, yeah, that's a pretty cool job. He's literally like a walking dad joke. His one of his favorite ones that he does though, he has two, is anytime there's an elevator or a ladder brought up in conversation, he does this joke. And it's without fail. Like if you are ever here and you happen to be around him, I will force an elevator or ladder into the conversation for him just to say, you know, I always ask people how the elevator business is going. Yeah, it's got its ups and downs. He does it every single time, dude. And then he's also a driver's ed teacher. And so he always does the joke, making fun of a kid that's like, oh yeah, he's so new to driving. I told him, hey, before we take off, I need you to check to make sure all the lights are working. Yeah, front's working, back's working. All right, check the blinkers. And then he'll just be like, and then this kid, Todd, says, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no.
Oh my God.
Shout out to Papa Skogs for bringing the funny. That guy's he's hilarious, man.
Dad joke central.
Yeah, he's like what you want to become. He's like when you ascend to the next level of dad. So
they just like you just inherit them. Your genes just produce those jokes.
Yeah, you just like wake up one day and you just like have unlocked like that's like the 25th percent of your brain. You're at 20 and then you wake up when you're like 45. Your kids are like middle school age and perfect time to embarrass them. And all of a sudden you just know every joke, dad joke in the book. I was thinking about this when we were just talking about food and money. Is there any amount of money that you would take to shave off 5 years of your life?
Wait.
Like somebody came to you and said, Todd, I'm giving you a blank check. This money comes from, you know, this weird dimension where there's endless amounts of money. Infinity is not an option. But is there any amount of money you would take that's a reasonable number to shave off 5 years of your life? So if you're going to live to 85, you don't know. But if you were going to live to 85, now you're going to live till 80.
Man, that's tough.
Yeah.
I think if you knew, I think you could consider it, but not knowing, I don't know how you can take that deal.
Because it could be you could die it
the next day.
You could die 4 years from now, and then yeah. So,
or just I think, as soon as you say yes, you just fall over.
Yeah, right. There's like some weird way that the genie worded it that like, yeah. There's a price tag for everything though. You would agree, right?
Probably. Time is the only one that, and that's why that scenario is a good scenario.
Yeah. So how much money, if you could, for every day, like let's say you get a thing that's like, Todd, you die at 85. For every year after that, it's 10 grand. How many years are you buying? Like, you know for sure you're dying at 85.
And if I go to 84, I get 10 grand?
No, like if you're like, I want to be 100.
Oh.
So then there's another 15 years.
It's 150?
Yeah, you got to pay $150,000.
We're heading that way right now, right? With technology.
Yeah, kind of are, actually, yeah. Do you pay or do you just ride it out?
I think if you have the money, I think you pay.
It's like a long-term investment.
Yeah.
But also those years, like, what if you pay and you're just like dying of cancer during those years?
I don't know.
Just extend it? Like you were supposed to die at 85 of cancer. Now you just extended it to 100. That'd be awful.
That's true.
But, you know, I definitely think there's a price tag for everything. Like right now, I'm trying to think of a good scenario. Right now, what would be the cost or how much money would it take for you to quit your job and do whatever you want, but you can never play golf again? So
much money?
You'd be done working forever, but you can never do what you actually really want to do if you didn't have to work forever.
That'd be...
Because you could travel all you want, but for you, golf, like I picture if you could retire now, you would just golf every day for the rest of your life. Remember those two old guys that we played golf with here at Spearfish in that tournament?
Yep.
And they had a buddy that was like, I can't remember, he was like 99. He retired when he was like in his 30s because he was in the military. And he just played golf every day.
Mm-hmm.
That could be you, unless you take this money.
That's a good one because I have a lot of time. But
Are you taking a trillion for that?
Oh no, I'd do it for less probably.
I'll do it for $1,000.
No, it would definitely be, man, a million. I'd probably say no, but if you got to 10 million, never play golf again. I might say yes at 10 million.
10 million. No taxes maybe. Taken out. Flat 10 million in your account. Yeah.
I could do a lot of other stuff. I'd find something else.
You could play frisbee golf.
Play disc golf like a douche.
Yeah.
It would be allowed because it's not actual golf.
Yeah. That's coming out of your words. I definitely think there's a price tag for anything. Well, maybe not. Like, I don't know. Like, how much money would it take right now for you to just like, I'm trying to think of something that would be like, that's like big. You know what I mean? How much money would it take for you to just leave your life right now and not talk to anybody and just fall off the face of the earth? $20.
Yeah.
A full tank of gas. Because I'm thinking like, if somebody comes to me and is like, you have to leave Carly and your kid behind, but we'll give you as much money as you want. You can just never talk to anybody that you used to know ever again. There's a price. There's a limit. There's a limit where it's like, dude, that's crazy. There's no way. But if somebody slaps down like $100 trillion, come on. I love you guys. Come on. I'm going to get so much shit for saying that.
Can you at least on the back end disappear and then like anonymously donate some of it back to your people you've abandoned?
Yeah, sure.
That would make it more palatable. But man, yeah, that's a tough one.
That's probably the toughest scenario, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so when the podcast never comes back, some say Yost took the money.
Yost took the trillion. Oh, man. I would definitely start a podcast and just like, I don't know. You know, I don't know the rules of this because it's hypothetical, but just drop a podcast and just like name it after people that I knew, hoping that they would find it. You know what I mean? Just be like, oh, episode 3, the Todd episode. And people are like, who's this guy? And then you just find it like, oh, there he is. I was wondering where he went.
You just lose it all.
How about this? You're given unlimited money. Okay. Let's say you get this like black debit card that has access to any ATM in the world. You can take out as much, an infinite amount of money. You could swipe it an infinite amount of times. Literally never runs out of money. That's the definition of it, infinite. But you have to spend 15 years on Mars.
Before you get it or at like...
You have to do 15 years on Mars. There's no risk of you dying up there. You're just up there by yourself sending data back every day for 15 years. You come back, boom, you get unlimited money.
That's a long time. 15 years?
Yeah.
Dude, I'd be on, now, maybe 50.
if you asked me that when I was 15, hell yeah, I'm doing it.
Yeah, no kidding.
But that's a tough one. Because I think what made me think of this was, and now that I'm thinking about it, like it just came to me. It was the question was, an alien race comes down to Earth and they say, you can come with us and we'll show you literally everything in the universe. We'll take you everywhere. And you'll see things that most people like never even thought of. But you also will be gone. Like when you come back, everybody's, you know, that weird time shit. Everybody's like 30 years older. Do you do it?
Oh man, that's a challenge. Like I feel like you almost have to, because you'd change our world. You know what I mean?
You would only age, you know, 5 years, however that shit works. But everybody else is like 30 years older.
Although you'd do it and then you'd come back and there would be nothing left.
Yeah, that'd be the only downside. Because that's the thing I think about when I read that was like, how are you going to explain it to people?
Yeah.
Like, it's like contact. Like, I think we talked about that movie on here before. Like, she travels and meets aliens and does all this stuff. She thinks she's been gone for hours, but she was gone. They saw her fall through and it was like instant.
Yep.
And she can't explain because nobody's going to believe you. Like, that'd be the most frustrating part. So let's see, what would be another good one? I just try and think of stuff like you could know, you could sit down in a room and there would just be like a giant computer that has all the secrets of the world that's ever happened, all the weird conspiracies, aliens, like all that stuff. But there has to be something you lose. You know what I mean? Like, would you sacrifice golf for the rest of your life to know all that stuff?
No.
Really?
I don't think so.
How selfish of you.
What am I going to do with it?
I don't know. You could write a book. You ever thought about writing a book?
I've thought about it, but not seriously.
I should write a book.
What am I going to... Nobody wants to hear what I have to say. They can listen to it here.
Nobody wants to hear what I have to say either, but... Everybody... anybody could put a book out right now. You know what I mean? Like, you could spray a book out there and make a couple $100 probably. Can't be that hard. Some people are putting out books that are like 25 pages.
Yeah, that's true.
So
maybe you need you need a different pen name though that's like catchy.
Yeah. Gulch Yost.
Yeah.
Maybe we just start having somebody go through these episodes and dictate them into a book form. You know? I don't know.
That'd be good. Take the best bits and put them into a book.
Yeah. They're going to be searching, I think. Look, guys, we can only do this so many times. What else you got? You got anything?
Oh, there's so
much. I know we could do hours and hours, but I'm also trying to think of hour and 30 minutes in. Do we want to try and keep going? Do we want to spread them out? Now that we're back and we're in business... Because we've also got the Lost episode that I'm going to put out.
Yep.
So it's up to you. You want to save stuff? You got something that's hot off the press? Organize our thoughts? What do you want to do?
Let's save where we're at. Let's go with this. We've got plenty more on the list. But yeah, it'll give us some more content.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you have any recommendations this week? Anything that was...
No, we did. We do that. I forgot we do that. No,
yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Dude, watch, if listeners go watch Clarkson Farm. Even people that don't know who Jeremy Clarkson is will like that show. And I've been telling everybody that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great one.
And they're coming out with another season. So.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be great. I think another thing to watch for, again, shout out to HBO Max. HBO Max just put out a documentary on Woodstock 99 and the chaos that that turned into. And that was super good. That was a really cool thing to watch. So, just go watch some stuff, you know? Just go watch some things. Go to the gym today. If you're listening to this, go to the gym today. I might go. shout out to everybody that's been listening through this whole downtime. Thanks for sticking with us, and hopefully we'll get some people on back on track with the episodes, and we'll get the Instagram popping up again, and it should be a good time.
Heck yeah. Good to be back.
Yeah, it does feel good. We're going to have two episodes this week, first week of August. Might just pump them out both back to back.
Might as well.
Why not, you know? The lost tapes from the beginning of June, and then our return show. We got some big things that we're going to try and do with the show soon. So once we work out some of those kinks, we're gonna potentially have a YouTube channel where with a video version, and Todd and I can dive more into some of that stuff of sharing funny videos and stuff like that. So.
Heck yeah.
Anything else you can think of, Todd?
That's it, man. That's all I got for today. We'll keep it tight 90 minutes.
Yeah, we'll get back in the groove. I think it was a good one. We're back, baby. And
we had to get our feet wet. So
yeah. Todd, as always, it's good to talk to you, and we appreciate everybody coming back, and we'll see you guys next week.
See you, everybody.
See ya.